Well, one of Ireland's best-known journalists has died. Ed Maloney died in New York at the age of 77. He was best known for his writings and his investigations into paramilitaries in the north, collusion by the security forces there, as well as helping to uncover the abuse at the infamous Kinkora boys' home. He wrote for a number of publications, including McGill, the Irish Times. He was Northern editor of the Sunday Tribune, and he wrote too for international papers like the New York Times and The Economist. Here he is speaking on RTÉ's This Week programme in July 2013. At the time, he was looking for access to the secret war diaries of the British Army regiments, which occupied the top two floors of Diva Street flats in West Belfast in the 1970s.
What struck us was that the war diaries for regiments that had served in Diva's flats were all available except for one regiment, and that was the 1st Battalion, the Gloucestershire Regiment, which had served in Diva's flats in early 1972 and again in early 1973. And we dug a little bit more into the story and found more and more compelling reasons to think that there might have been a reason associated perhaps with the Jean McConville business that led to that war diary being embargoed. And it's been embargoed for a further 50-odd years, in other words, until the year 2059. That embargo, as we understand it, was imposed by the Ministry of Defence, and we wondered why on earth these war diaries are being embargoed in the way that they are. And we've also decided that in the search for truth, everyone should be involved, and we've invited the McConville family to put their names to our request for a Freedom of Information request to the British government to release these files so that we can see there may be nothing there at all to do with Jean McConville.
That's Ed Maloney speaking in 2013. Well, the Assistant General Secretary of the National Union of Journalists, Seamus Dooley, paid this tribute.
Ed Maloney was the most, one of the most consequential journalists of his generation. There are very few major news stories in Northern Ireland that Ed Maloney did not cover. He was involved in the exposure of the Kinkora boys sex scandal, official collusion in the murder of Pat Finucane. He wrote the secret history of the IRA and was the biographer of Ian Paisley. He was tenacious, fearless, faced death threats, was prepared to go to jail for in defence of his confidential sources, and was a man of extraordinary energy, doggedly determined, controversial, contrary, and outspoken.
Outspoken. Matt Cooper was Ed Maloney's editor at the Sunday Tribune from 1996 to 2002, and he's on the line now. Matt, you're very welcome to Morning Ireland. Thanks for being with us. How will you remember Ed Maloney?
Formidable and forensic. I think he was an excellent tribute paid by Seamus Dooley there to the integrity of Ed Maloney's work, but his sheer determination to get to the bottom of things. And he was quite fearless as well in the way that he went about it. On many occasions, there were genuine and sincere threats to his life. And he certainly was at times fearful of the consequences of doing what he was doing. But he'd had this belief that he had to get to the truth. You just heard an example there of just the forensic nature of wanting to get particular documents to see what would be in there to give that actual truth. But he would have had an extensive network of contacts. I think he was respected by a lot of people in the North involved in the political process. There would have been quite a few who wouldn't have liked what he had actually written, but he was fearless in that regard as well, in the sense that he just tried to get as much to what he believed to be the truth of the situation as was possible.
His family issued a wonderfully eloquent statement about his life and his career last night. They said he had a very interesting childhood, born in England, educated in Germany, Gibraltar and Malaysia, moved to Belfast to study at Queen's, taught in Libya. He had polio as a child, which shaped his personality and his world views. And they also say that during those early years in Belfast, he briefly joined the official IRA, which focused on political rather than military activities. And then later on in his life, he survived several assassination attempts by the same group. He also, as you say, he went to the courts when the British authorities tried to get him to reveal his sources relating to the murder of Pat Finucane. Were you involved in that, Matt?
Yes, we were, the Sunday Tribune very much supported Ed Maloney, and indeed we funded his legal defence at the time in Belfast when an effort was made on the back of a major article that he wrote for the Sunday Tribune because of information he had been given by a former UDA man, Billy Stobey, in relation to what could have been done to prevent the murder of Pat Finucane. We supported him as he refused to hand over his interview notes to the authorities. And he made it very clear, he had a very succinct but very straightforward way of explaining why it couldn't possibly be done, that you can't have a situation whereby journalists who are looking to expose the truth are left in a position where their notes could be taken from them and used in criminal prosecutions, because that would also endanger the journalists, and particularly in a situation like you had in Northern Ireland, and also would have been it would have meant that his own life, he would not have been able to work as a journalist in the future, because people could trust him not to be working as a journalist, but to be working instead for the security forces. Just something else that you mentioned there about his life, and I think it is very relevant as well. Ed was a survivor of polio, and it did leave him with a lot of pain subsequently, with arthritis, and he walked with sticks and walked slowly and moved around, and he lived with that pain for quite a lot. But it didn't, I think perhaps in some respects, having survived that and overcome that, would have given him the impetus to continue doggedly and determinedly. Maybe what he had to do to fight that illness was what really drove him throughout the rest of his life as well.
Yeah, and his legacy is so extensive, because he was also one of the directors of the Boston College Belfast Project, which collected those interviews with Republican and Loyalist paramilitaries, and anyone who saw the Disney series Say Nothing will know what we're talking about here, and those interviews were due to be released only after the interviewees had died, but then the PSNI and the Department of Justice in the States wanted to confiscate them. The whole project was ultimately closed down. But it demonstrates his forward thinking that he had, the importance of recording such testimonies.
Yes, and I think it showed as well that he was one of the early exponents of remote working, in the sense that he moved, and we agreed with him in the Tribune that for family reasons, moved to New York in 2001. He was there, part of our coverage, as it happens, for 9/11, but that he was able to use his extensive network of contacts to continue working. But maybe perhaps, given that we were into the phase of the peace process, which he was still able to write about, but when you go back into the history of the Troubles, he was able to use his location there to actually put together what would be a more long-term historical record of the Troubles, rather than reporting on a week-to-week basis for newspapers, the currency of day-to-day journalism. And of course, he then pivoted as well to involvement in documentary making in this century, whereas he would be best known for his work as a print journalist, and indeed, as Seamus Dooley referred to there, as an author with books about the likes of Ian Paisley, but also A Secret History of the IRA, which was something that in particular Gerry Adams and other members of Sinn Féin would have argued strongly about information in it, particularly that Ed stood by in relation to Gerry Adams and his activities in the 1970s.
Well, his footprint in journalism has been extensive, and our sympathies today to his wife, Joan McKiernan, and their son, Kieran Maloney. Matt, thank you very much indeed. Matt Cooper, who was Ed Maloney's editor at the Sunday Tribune.